Hello, Susan speaking. Good, thank you. Yeah. Sure. No, so I'm his sister. No, he doesn't. He doesn't. Yeah. So, yeah, I think because of his mild cognitive delay, he is unable to make a decision on his own. Therefore, I'm supporting him. I'm a social worker myself, so I am his, sort of support and also well, family member. He doesn't have anybody else. He doesn't have a wife. So I'm his only family member and the one who supports him. So I think if there's any decision making need to be made, that he can be included. I'm 100% agreeable for him to be, involved and also respected for his decision making ability. And then I can either translate to him on the spot or explain it to him in a way that he understands. Yeah, so hang on. Can I just clarify what is the issue with the health insurance? Because if it's too complicated, we can just withdraw everything from Yeah. Ah, okay. Yeah. Yeah. It would be best because he's not gonna, and he doesn't know who you are. Like, even if you explain to him, he would be very cautious. And I did tell him to be cautious with every phone calls and every email, every link, because he might not understand what he's agreeing to. So if I understand who you are, where you come from, I can assure him that, you're safe people who are, only care for his best interests. So I think my involvement is just to help him as a, as a support person. But also because I work full time, he works full time, I guess moving forward, it might be good to communicate with us in email and making an appointment. When do you need to call us in a three-way conference? Because like I don't always pick up a phone as well. Just today I randomly pick up the phone and thinking, yeah, so just to avoid miscommunication or frustration from any of us, if you have anything need to be discussed, he's not around at the moment. He's away on holiday today. He just left. Otherwise, yeah, so he deserves that. So even with that, I have to organize everything so he's safe. I think that's my main concern for him. Because, as you said, he is vulnerable. He's easily persuaded. He's easily, misguided by people who know his vulnerability. So, Yeah, so in the future, if you want to discuss about his superannuation or his health insurance and things like that, please just email. You have my email address. You have to. Oh, no. Okay, so what's the first one? That's not my email. Susan.mitoy at, did you say SES? Oh, F is that family? Ah, okay. Yeah, that's the same one with DCJ. That's the work email. Look, I'm also going on holiday very soon. If there's anything, maybe it's easier to email me on my personal. So you can delete the fax one, so you don't have too many email address if you like, because the fax one and DCJ is basically the same. They just changed the organization name. So I think initially when I started this, I used the fax one, and then later on we changed it to DCJ. It's the same organization. But I'll give you my personal email. So it's Joella, J for John, O for Oscar, E for Ethan, JOELLL, so L for Larry, so and then A for Apple. So Joella dot Susan. Susan is SUSAN at gmail.com. That's easier. Yeah. So joella.susan at gmail.com. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, okay. Sure. So with his superannuation, does he receive the, because with my super, I get notifications to say, oh, this is the balance of your super, and things like that. Does he receive that email or? Okay. Okay. Okay, so with his super, because I did talk to him the other day, because he has a son who doesn't live with him, and I wonder if he, and I don't know whether, I think this is vaguely remember, he put his son as a beneficiary, and his name is Christian Raharja. I wonder if he does put his name there or my name. So the reason I'm asking is because do I need a legal statement from Charles if anything happened to him that I can manage his super or withdraw his super to give it to his son, or his son can legally claim that on his own. So I need to, yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. So I need a legal. So this is good to have this conversation, because if anything sprung up, at least I know, not that I'm wishing anything bad, but also I want what's best for him and his son. So we need to have a legal paper that you have to have in the system to authorize me. Okay, so that needs to be done before his passing, if anything. We can give the consent. Yes. That's right. That's right. That's right. So he, while he's alive, he can give the consent. He can authorize the lawyer to say, yes, this is what I agree, and this is what happened if he passed. Whoever will be the beneficiary of his super. Okay. That sounds good. I'll discuss it with him when he comes back from holiday, and we'll sort it out. And then we'll email it to you. We have to email the original, or it has to be verified. Or, yeah. That's actually good for me to know, because I need to do the same for my super, who is somebody. Yeah. He'll be contacted. Yes. It might be good to involve him in this talking. He's still young, he's about 20, but you know, if anything happened down the track, he needs to be aware. And I think this is to encourage relationship as well, not, you know, not just waiting for his father to pass away, but now while his father's still alive. Yeah. Anyway, thank you so much. Yeah, it gives me more information today about that. Have a good day. Bye bye.